friends. Thanks for listening to Pick Your Battles. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Dana, and we are there. We I don't
Healthy
need healthy
right now.
for now.
Oh,
I was like, I don't even want to say it. We're through the winter sickness, but are we? I don't
I
know.
hope so.
I mean, I don't even know like where to begin. Like Christmas, like the whole winter has just been nonstop something.
So for me, I mean, like, I feel like my kids constantly have a cough and runny nose at this point in their lives ever since they started school. But like, we didn't get sick sick. I think the sickest that my kids have been in a very long time. And that was, I mean, after New Year's, like 3 weeks ago, and it was awful.
I mean, it hit you guys very hard.
Yeah.
But
And so,
you
like,
never got sick.
I never got sick. I don't know. The universe loves me. I did something right. Maybe it was because I was so patient throughout it all that the world, the universe, the stars, the gods were like, cut this girl a break. She's doing her very best here. Yeah. So, our sickness in our household started Monday night. Xander comes home from work and he's like, I'm tired. I was so cold the whole way home. I just like can't get warm and like was just down for the count. Like came home, slept, woke up, helped me put the kids to bed, fell asleep on Atlas's floor, putting Atlas to bed. I woke him up and then he went straight to bed. Like, dude just slept. He was very warm, had a fever. But like he's a grown ass adult, so I'm not gonna take his temperature. Like, if you want me to take your temperature, we'll go to the doctor. Like, I'm not your mom. and then yeah, next day stayed home from work, which I can count on three fingers the number of times he stayed home from work in the 10, almost 11 years that I've known him. And it's always been because he's either shitting himself or throwing up. Like, never because he just doesn't feel good. So it was a first. And yeah, the whole next day was just like on and off sleeping. But then by that night had started to feel better. So it was like 24 hours. And I was like, sweet, he's feeling better. And then we play volleyball together on Tuesday nights. So we're like leaving to go to our volleyball game. And Atlas spikes a fever. And my parents are here. I'm gonna put them to bed. And I was like, shit, now Atlas is gonna get it, but at least it'll only be 24 hours. So Atlas went to bed with a fever, and then May woke up at like 2:30 or 3 with a fever. And so at one point, everybody's in our bed. They're all
Right.
sleeping with us. Like, it's just easier that way. I'm like giving them the meds back and forth, whatever. But I'm not kidding. Like, they had a fever over 101 for 6 days. And the doctors were like, I mean, you can come in and get them tested to figure out what it is. And I was like, well, is it going to matter if it's COVID, RSV, influenza A? Like, are we going to treat it any differently? And they're like, no, you just treat it the same. I was like, but I don't fucking care what it is. Just like, how do I fix it?
Yeah, make it end, my God.
Yeah, end. And it just had to run its course. But they had high fevers. May had every symptom possible. She had the cough. She had the runny nose. She threw up. She was pooping. She had the fever. Like, just every symptom went through their tiny bodies in 6 days. And they were, I mean, it was great for snuggles. And like, we all they can really do is sit on the couch and watch TV. Like, that was all they could do. They did not have the energy. They were not eating. I had to like give them Pedialyte to keep them hydrated because they were not drinking. I mean, it was awful. So I'm very glad that that is out of our house.
Ugh, I felt like there was one point that you were like, we're through it. And then the next
Yes.
day you were like, nope, never mind, spoke too
Yeah.
soon. Like, what was that?
So May didn't go to school on Thursday. And I had to like turn in her preschool application for the following year. It was due. And I want to make sure she gets a spot because it sells out, like fills up so quick. So that Friday morning, We were going to her school, and it was the first time nobody had a fever. So I was like, we're gonna go get donuts. Like, let's go get out of the house, because at that point we had been like in the house since Tuesday. So we go to get donuts, and they pick out their donuts, and they're so happy, and like they didn't eat a single freaking donut. And then on the way home, like Atlas is like whiny and cranky and like very, very tired, and May fell asleep on the way home. And I get home, and they both had fevers again. And I was like, oh my God, I thought we were past, like they both woke up fever free and in such a like happy mood. And nope, it was like 3 more days after that. So it was a little tease.
It sure was.
Yeah.
It sure was. Oh man. Just when you think you're through it.
I was so excited.
And then were you ever like, when is it going to be my turn? Like just waiting for the symptoms to kick in?
Pretty much, yeah. There was one night, it was the night that Mason threw up after dinner, and I'm cleaning it up or whatever. And that night, after I put them to bed, I was like, my stomach does not feel good. Like, I hope I'm just being dramatic. Like, I do not feel good, but it wasn't my head, it was just my stomach. And I was fine. And then I was like, if I'm gonna get sick though, it's probably gonna be like during the week. Xander's not gonna take off work. I'm just gonna have to be sick as a fucking dog and still take care of the kids. Like, that's what's gonna happen. And so, thank goodness I didn't. Thank goodness, because I don't know what I would have done.
Here, there's either been like last year was like the norovirus, like the shit your
Yeah.
pants puke at the same time kind of sickness. That was like
Yep.
last year. This year, influenza A was the like everyone was dropping like flies. Ding, ding. Like, and then part of me is like, okay, so we're gonna stay in our bubble. And but then it's like, I don't know what everyone else is doing, like that he goes to school with. Like, how can you even, like, you can certainly minimize the exposure, but like it literally reminded me of like COVID days where you were like, what are your symptoms? How long have you had them? Da 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 da. Okay, well, like once you're fever free for like 3 days, like maybe we'll see you. Like, you know what I mean? I was just like, oh my God. And then, like, I obviously don't want to like poop and barf my brains out, but it's like, does that go by faster? And then you like feel like at least you did some abs. Like, I don't know. I don't also want to be like cold and like shivering like a little bitch.
I don't
Oh,
know. Xander
so.
looked pretty comfy. He was just like fever sweating it out in the bed, and I was single mom and two toddlers. I was like, I could go for a fever right now. But I was just kidding. Just kidding,
Just
universe.
kidding.
Let's not.
Don't
Yeah.
pretend you didn't hear that. You didn't hear that.
Crazy the amount of people that like got it. And like, same thing, whether it lasted 24 hours or one of the moms that I work with was like, how long were you guys sick for? I was like, we were literally sick for 6 days. Like, I couldn't do anything. And she was like, no, because they had just gotten their fever. They were like day 24, or not day 24, hour 24. And I was like, girl, I hope it goes quicker than that for you, because she had 5 kids. So that would suck.
And they were all sick.
She said 3 out of the 5 were sick. Or are currently sick, actually. 3 out of the 5 are sick. And the other shitty part for her is her husband works in Chicago Monday through Friday. So she is alone. Alone. And I was like, you're a superhero.
At what
You
point do
can
you
do it.
just, this is so off topic, but at what point do you just not live there?
You know, that's a good question.
Every week, 5 days a week, every week.
Yeah. I mean, listen, he probably makes really good money, so
Great. Then they could have a really great place there. Like, what the fuck? I don't.
I don't
That's
know, maybe their
weird.
family's here. I'm gonna ask her that next time. That's a fair point. I mean, I don't want to live in Chicago. I would, but I also don't want a single parent 5 out of the 7 days of the week, so
Like at least Xander's home around what, like four or something, like
Yeah, exactly.
nights, nothing. You got
Not
nothing?
nothing.
Ugh. And 5 kids? Oh my Lord. Anyways, I can't. I'm gonna break out in hives thinking about that. I just need to pull up my calendar because I feel like our saga at home has also been intermixed with just random days off and things of not having school.
Oh, yeah.
So let's see. Let's go to January. Okay. So January 16th, Wyatt had his like big major oral surgery.
Right.
So then he didn't go to school the 16th or the 17th. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so that's 2 days. Wyatt also did not have school on January 20th. That was MLK Day. So they had like no school for that. And then the teachers had like a professional development day. Awesome. So that's 3 days. Okay, February. He didn't have school the 3rd of February through the 7th, and then also on the 10th. One, two, three, four, five, six. We're at what, 9 days of no school, and not, it's been not even 1 month. It hasn't even been 4 weeks, and he's already not in school for 9 days. Okay. So, I went to New York on Wednesday, February 5th. Jimmy was out of town for work Sunday, the 2nd, the 3rd, and the 4th. So we were literally ships passing through the night on the 4th. I was like, hi, I'm gonna go stay at my parents' house before we leave super early tomorrow morning. And he was like, okay, I'll put Wyatt to sleep. Like, see you later, bye. And so not only did Wyatt not have school, well, he wasn't sick, but I, during that whole time, have had like a 60% sickness. Like, just bleh, just boogers. Like, my throat was like super sore. Didn't have strep, didn't, I mean, I was in urgent care like 3 different times. I was like, this is ridiculous. And so I finally had like, I don't know, what did they give me? An antibiotic? No, she gave me this like prescription throat coat, basically. It's like liquid Novocaine, and you're supposed to like gargle it. It is the thickest shit. I mean, it is so disgusting. I don't know if I did it right. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to mix it with like water, but I was like trying to measure like 10 milliliters, and I was like watching it like come on, like it would not e like exit, and I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I supposed to do with this? And then I can't do like Jell-O and like that kind of stuff, and so I like took it back like a shot because I'm like, okay, just get it over with, forgetting how long it took to get it out. And then I just felt like there was like a loogie on my tongue. I was like, ah, it was so bad. And then I was like, bleh, and I like spit it all out. So my throat still hurt, but my tongue was completely numb.
That's hilarious.
It was like the dumbest shit. So, anyways, I'm like, okay, I just can't, I just don't want to be sick for my trip. Like, I just don't want to be sick. I mean, ever, but like mainly for my trip. Jimmy's home on the, I go to New York on the 5th. He is still working. He's at his like regular building the rest of the week. But again, Wyatt doesn't have school. So Jimmy's like, I'm gonna take Wyatt to work with me. I'm like, that's
So
adorable.
cute.
You know, he had his like blazer on, thinking he was like, whatever, really cool. And then Jimmy's like, he will not stop coughing. I was like, okay, bummer, like la 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 la, okay. And so he brings him home later that night. He's like, he definitely has a fever. I'm fuck, shoot, I'm so sorry. It never, ever fails. Every time I'm gone, Wyatt gets sick. Every time.
Every time.
So whatever you did to the universe, like to not get sick, like if you could give that to him, that would be great. So then I come home. And then on Friday, so Thursday, Jimmy works from home. And then on Friday, Jimmy's like, I have a fever. And I was like,
No.
cool. So once I got home, my like 60% sickness of kind of like, I just like can't decide, like it can't break through, you know? Like just give me a cold, just do it.
So I can get over
Yeah, finally did.
it.
And I was like, oh, I feel like shit. I didn't have a fever, but it just finally, like, my sinuses broke free, all the boogers. Like, I just was tired and I just was like, ugh. Didn't leave the house the entire weekend. And then We were all supposed to go to Great Wolf Lodge. Didn't happen, but honestly, blessing in disguise because, like,
Right.
I mean, we would have just had, like, I'm sure there's like no cancellation. Like, what was the cancellation policy? Tough shit.
I mean, it was, you would have, if you had canceled 48 hours before, you would have gotten, they would have kept $100.
Okay. Well, not the end of the world, but still, like,
But still.
I'm glad we weren't like excited to go and then like got sick. Just didn't work. So, between not having school and being sick and also not going to school, like, he didn't go to school for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, it was just crazy.
And he had just not had school for 2 weeks for winter break, which doesn't seem like that long ago.
Right.
Or like it seems like, wait, let no, I changed my mind. It seems like it was forever ago, but it was not long ago.
Right.
Because it's only what, the 14th
Right.
of February. So like they went to school, what, on the 6th of January? Like, so they've only been back for like a month and
A week,
whatever,
yeah, 5 weeks.
6 days.
Yeah, crazy.
So it's just been the longest winter. And I
Yes,
know.
and it won't stop snowing. Like, it, which I guess, like, if it's gonna be cold, at least snow, right? But then we get the snow days.
That's the other. I'm like, wait a second. There were so many other days. That's right. Hang on. I'm pulling my
No
calendar back out. There
day.
were the snow days in January. Fuck. Oh, and Jimmy was in Louisville, Kentucky, the middle of January, right before his surgery. When were those snow? Oh, yeah. The snow days were like, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Well,
When
because it was
Jenna.
too cold for anybody to go anywhere.
Yeah.
So they were
It was.
off for like what, 3 or 4 days just because it was so cold?
Yeah.
3 days. Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah. So between the snow days, the cold days, we're at like our district is at the limit. Like we have to apply for snow days from the state to not have to or add it to the end of the year. Because we're like at capacity.
That's how Xander's school is too. But he said, kind of like what you said, what they'll do is all those cold days where it's too cold to send the kids outside, they submit it to the state as a quote unquote act of God. Like there's nothing, the whole state was shut down because it was too fucking cold. And so they get reimbursed those snow days.
I'm just like, ugh. And then like some of the days I was like, oh, this should be a snow day, and I'm like waiting by my phone. But I remember like the one time like my phone rang at like 4 in the morning, and it was like, Jenna's in public schools, and I was like, you bastards! No. But Wyatt does have we like signed up for like days off care. So depending on like the day, like all of spring break there isn't care, but like for certain days that doesn't require teachers to be in the I forget, like I don't know what the staff is, whatever. Anyways, he can still go. Like, there's still like a full day of daycare, essentially. And that includes some of the snow days. So, like,
Oh, nice.
usually if there's a snow day, there's still this like days off care. But 2 out of the 3 snow days we had in a row, they were like, days off care is closed. And I was like, what the hell? Then, like, so then when it is available, you're like, yay. This is why we pay for it. But then it's so annoying when you're like, well, so this isn't any better than it was yesterday. That the roads maybe are better. I don't know. Every year I complain about it and we still are here. So.
I mean, well, that's the shitty part. And that's why I don't miss working, is because, I mean, endless reasons why I don't miss working, by the way. But like, it's that shit, figuring it out at when you get the call that so and so and such is closed. Like when Mason was at a center and it was closed, it's like, okay. Thankfully, I was in a position where I could bring her to work with me because I worked in a daycare, basically. But like, if I worked from home, what the, how are you? You can't get anything done.
No.
It's just not realistic.
And this is like a whole other topic, but it never fails. Like he will be doing whatever, totally fine. The second I am on a work call, he's like, "What are you doing? Who are you talking?" And
Yeah.
I'm like looking at the camera, but like actively like pushing, like his face is like right here, and I'm like, "Oh yeah, well, I would love to align with you on that."
Right. Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? So then sometimes I'll just like turn my video off really fast and I make sure I'm on mute and I'm like, "What are you doing? What do you want? Do it yourself." Luckily, the counter high, and then he'll just like sit next to me, just like looking. And I'm like,
Yeah.
"The balance
Oh, that's
is
hilarious.
real." So at least in the summer, I can just be like, for whatever, if you're not like at camp or whatever he's gonna do this summer, I'm like, "I'm gonna put your ass outside. I'm gonna lock the door and you go find some worms. Find me some worms." The winter is just so hard.
It is hard.
So anyways, God, I hope we're through this sickness. Like, I can't take it anymore.
Either.
Mostly because like all of our friends were sick. So we're like, well, what are you supposed to do? Just hang out with each other? It's weird.
Yep.
That sounds pretty lame to me. But
That's funny. Well, and it's like, I mean, everything is opposite for me. I love it when Xander has a snow day because that's extra help. But like by the third snow day in a row, when he starts to get like cabin fever and stir crazy and blah blah blah, I'm like, can you just go to work? Shoo shoo. Go.
shoo.
Go outside, go shovel the driveway. 'Cause he's the same way as you. Like he's like, what are we doing? Where are we going? And I'm like, you're chilling at home. Like, I'm cool with it, but he wants to go and do. I'm like, nope, too cold.
Yeah, Godspeed to everyone out there. It's almost done.
Yeah, no
Then comes
kidding.
allergies in the
I was
spring.
just gonna say, then we get spring sickness.
Woo!
But at least it'll be warm and sunny.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just need the warmth. I'm like getting, as soon as my birthday hits, I'm like, done.
Yeah.
It's been too long.
Yep.
We don't need it anymore.
When the sun comes out and you just go and stand by the window and like get some photosynthesis for a second, that's when you know you're like peak seasonal depression.
Yes. Totally. Well, just remember that it's okay to pick your battles.
It's okay if you pick the wrong one.